I had considered this meeting mostly a formality. I knew I was a skilled artificer, better than many who had worked much longer in Kilvin's shop. Now I was suddenly worried that I might have made a mistake, and wasted nearly 30 hours of work on the lamp, not to mention over a whole talent of my own money that I'd invested in materials. Kilvin made a non-committal grunt and muttered under his breath. The half-dozen oil lamps around the room sputtered back into life, filling the room with natural light. I marveled at the master's casual execution of a 6-way binding. I couldn't even guess where he had drawn the energy from. "It's just that everyone makes a sympathy lamp for their first project," I said to fill the silence. "Everyone always follows the same old schema. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to see if I could make something new."
"I expect what you wanted was to demonstrate your extreme cleverness," Kilvin said matter-of-factly. "You wished to not only finish your apprenticeship in half the usual time, you wanted to bring me a lamp of your own improved design. Let us be frank, Elir Quoth. Your making this lamp is an attempt to show that you are better than the ordinary apprentice, is it not?"
As he said this, Kilvin looked directly at me, and for a moment there was none of his characteristic distraction lurking behind his eyes. I felt my mouth go dry. Underneath his shaggy beard and heavily accented aturin, Kilvin had a mind like a diamond. What had made me think I could lie to him and get away with it?
"Of course I wanted to impress you, Master Kilvin," I said, looking down. "I would think that that goes without saying."
"Do not grovel," he said. "False modesty does not impress me."
I looked up and squared my shoulders. "In that case, Master Kilvin, I am better. I learn faster, I work harder. My hands are more nimble, my mind is more curious. However, I also expect you know this for yourself without my telling you." Kilvin nodded.
"That is better. And you are right, I do know these things."
He thumbed the lamp on and off while pointing it at different things around the room.
"And in all fairness, I am duly impressed with your skill. The lamp is tidily made. The sigildry is quite cunning. The engraving precise. It is clever work."
I flushed with pleasure at the compliments.
"But there is more to artificing than simply skill," Kilvin said as he laid the lamp down and spread his huge hands out flat on either side of it. "I cannot sell this lamp. It would gravitate to the wrong people. If a burglar were caught with such a tool, it would reflect badly on all arcanists. You have completed your apprenticeship and distinguished yourself in terms of skill."
I relaxed a bit.
"But your greater judgment is still somewhat in question. The lamp itself we will melt down for metals, I suppose."
"You're going to melt down my lamp?"
I had worked for a full span on the lamp, and invested almost all the money I had on the purchase of raw materials. I had been counting on making a tidy profit once Kilvin sold it, but now... Kilvin's expression was firm.
"We are all responsible for maintaining the university's reputation, Elir Quoth. An item like this in the wrong hands would reflect badly on all of us."
I was trying to think of some way to persuade him when he waved a hand at me, shooing me towards the door.
"Go tell Man at your good news."
Disheartened, I made my way out into the workshop and was greeted by the sounds of 100 hands busily chiseling wood, chipping stone, and hammering metal. The air was thick with the smell of etching acids, hot iron, and sweat. I spotted Manet off in a corner, loading tile into a kiln. I waited until he closed the door and backed away, mopping sweat off his forehead with the sleeve of his shirt.
"How did it go?"
he asked.
"Did you pass, or am I going to be stuck holding your hand for another term?"
"I passed," I said dismissively. "You were right about the modifications. He wasn't impressed."
"Told ya," he said without any particular smugness. "You have to remember that I've been here longer than any 10 students. When I tell you the masters are conservatives at heart, I'm not just making noise, I know."
Manet ran a hand idly over his wild grey beard as he eyed the heat waves rolling off the brick kiln.
"Any thoughts on what you're going to do with yourself now that you're a free agent?"
I was thinking...